Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, September 11th, 2018. On this day in 2001, a series of coordinated attacks killed 2,996 people in the United States using four aircraft hijacked by 19 members of Al-Qaeda. Two aircraft crashed into the World Trade Center in New York City, a third into the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and a fourth into a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In the case of a 36-year-old man shot and killed at the edge of Tempelhofer Feld in Neukölln on Sunday evening, the police still have no hot leads on the perpetrator or perpetrators. According to a police spokesperson on Monday, the information tweeted shortly after the crime that a suspect had been arrested was wrong. While many media outlets are reporting on the identity of the deceased, as of Monday, police weren't commenting publicly. Per reports in the Berliner Zeitung, the 36-year-old victim, Nidal R., a member of an Arab crime family, is not unknown to authorities. R. was once regarded as one of Berlin's best-known criminals and is said to have committed his first crimes at the age of 10. He became known nationwide in 2003 when police officers made his criminal career public as the Mahmoud case for anonymization and criticized that he was being treated too laxly. R is said to have been hit by three shots, several people fleeing by car after the shooting. He later succumbed to his severe injuries in hospital. Berlin Briefing will continue to report on updates to this story as they materialize. The arrest warrants for murder after the fatal accident in a suspected street race in Kudamm have been upheld, as announced by the Berlin Regional Court on Monday. The two defendants, Hamdi H. and Marvin N., will remain in custody as suspicion against the two defendants remains and the danger of them absconding is also a concern. The two 26- and 29-year-old men are now facing their second trial in court, set to begin on November 19th. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, in February of 2017, the Berlin Regional Court sentenced the defendants to life imprisonment for murder in the first trial, the first murder sentence in Germany in such a case. But the Federal Supreme Court reversed the verdict as they found the intent to kill to be insufficiently documented. A new trial began in mid-August, but was shortly suspended because of the concern of bias with the judges of the 40th Criminal Chamber. Another chamber is now responsible for the new case. The two defendants are accused of driving one night in February of 2016 at speeds of up to 170 kilometers per hour across Kurfürstendamm and running several red traffic lights. At an intersection, one of the two caught the car of a 69-year-old man who died at the scene. Several empty apartments in a building in Kreuzberg have been occupied. Members of the house project group Großbärenstrasse had entered the house on Saturday afternoon. According to their own statements, they are staying in two apartments. The police did not evacuate the apartments because the owner of the house at Großbärenstrasse 17A is temporarily tolerating the squatters. Otherwise, the police would have applied the Berlin Linie or Berlin Line, according to which squatted houses are evacuated within 24 hours if the house owners do not tolerate them. Demonstrators gathered in front of the house with posters reading, "Living space is not a commodity," "Apartments for all," and "Stop speculation, occupy vacancy." In a speech from an open window, the squatters demanded that the living space be transferred to them. The occupiers also declared that they had asked the owner several times in the past for a discussion about the use of the vacant residence and commercial premises. After initial readiness to talk, the contact was broken off. The district had temporarily approved the vacancy because the owner declared that he wanted to renovate the house. Also, on Friday, left-wing groups occupied a former transformer station on Reichenbergerstrasse in Kreuzberg. Google wants to set up its campus there, and, among other things, set up young startups, and the occupiers wanted to take action against the exploding rents and open the place, quote, for something better. The illegal tenancy did not last long, however. Per the owner, the building was immediately cleared by police and several were arrested. The occupations are part of a campaign organized by the left-wing scene under the motto Autumn of the Occupations. According to Traffic Senator Regina Gunter on Monday, after the discovery of cracks at the Elsenbrücke in Treptow, it should be clear in 1 week to 10 days how severe the damage is. It is being examined whether it can be repaired or the eastern part must be completely demolished. The Elsenbrücke, which was opened in 1968, runs across the Spree River and consists of two parallel but separate structures. The senator confirmed that very large cracks had been found on one of them. The affected side of the heavily trafficked bridge was therefore closed on August 31st. According to Gunter, the cracks must have formed within a short time, as they had not been visible during an inspection 8 weeks earlier. Cars in the direction of Ostkreuz are currently being routed over the opposite lane on the Western Bridge superstructure. Normally, there are three lanes in each direction. Now, there are only two, causing long traffic jams every day. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.